This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, managing the local cat population. First up, for many young women, prom's an important part of the high school experience. However, it's usually not cheap to attend. Girls' dresses can cost as much as several hundred dollars. Nonprofit organization Kenzie's Closet provides prom attire free of charge to young ladies from accredited high schools. Another program that helps high school students is Upward Bound, which offers college preparation for 9th to 12th grade students from lower income families. Here to talk about these two programs and how they benefit high schoolers, our Executive Director for Kenzie's Closet, Kathy Smith, Assistant Director for Upward Bound, Justine Clark-Lomax, and Upward Bound student Sasha Ayers. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Kathy, Sasha, and Justine, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Kathy, tell us how Kenzie's Closet got its start.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. Bryn Coletti had a daughter at St. Ursula Academy, and several of the girls were talking about going to prom. And one of the girls, when they asked her about her dress, said she wasn't going to prom. They couldn't afford it.
Just cost too much money.
And for Bryn's daughter, some of the others in the group, they were amazed that someone at St. Ursula couldn't afford a dress. Bryn called St. Ursula and said, here's a check, get this young lady to prom. And Bryn thought that was the end of the story. The next year, her daughter came home when she was a senior, and she said, Mom, there are two seniors not going to the prom. Bryn again sent a check in, said, get these young ladies to the prom. She didn't want her name involved. She wanted to stay in the background. And Bryn again thought that would be the end of the story. The next year, St. Ursula contacted her and said there were four seniors that needed help. Bryn decided, well, the easy way to do it is collect her daughter and her daughter's friends' dresses, shoes, purses. Bryn has a fabulous heart. And she started collecting more dresses and more shoes and more purses. And she started filling her house. And she started filling her garage. And her husband said he wanted the garage back for his car. So she made the decision to go ahead and become a nonprofit. Around the same time, a friend of the family had lost their daughter in a car crash. She was a senior at St. Ursula Academy. And her name was Kenzie Commissar. She was known for having this big smile, this big heart, being involved with people, making life better. So Bryn decided to ask the commissars if she could name her new organization in honor of Kenzie to keep her spirit alive. So that's how we started. We're now in our 11th year of incorporation, and we do whatever we can to keep Kenzie's spirit alive.
How many dresses and accessories did Bryn end up collecting for Kenzie's Closet?
Initially, I don't know the numbers, but I know it was large. Okay. She had enough that every year she could pull them out and dress 400 or 500 girls.
And she just went out and did all this collecting on her own?
Yes, she did. She found her mission in taking care of these young ladies.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And tell me about how does this work exactly? This is quite a shopping experience, isn't it?
It is. Bryn is the one who came up with how it should work, and each year we tweak it a little bit. We work directly with the schools. Teachers, guidance counselors always know who is the girl that really wants to go to prom but doesn't have the funds necessary to go out and spend $400 or $500 on a dress, new shoes, alterations, bling jewelry. So the schools send in referral forms for these young ladies. We set up 16 shopping days a year. Once the forms come in, we send them back to the school. They contact the young lady, let them know what their date is, their appointment date. We are open from 3 to 5 on the shopping dates, and the young ladies come in, and we try to give them the dress of their dreams.
Sasha, what was the experience like for you? You went through Kenzie's Closet. What did you think of that?
I've actually been through twice, and I have to say it really was a life-changing experience. Sitting home with my sister, wondering how we're going to put things together for prom, because we're a year apart, so we would go to prom together, and I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do. Miss Lomax, well, we have Kenzie's Closet. I'm like, what is that? So okay. She told us about it, and I cried. I told my mom, and she cried, and I was like, I'm going to look pretty this year. Like, I'm going to be a princess. So I go into this place, you know, nervous, because I'm like, what if I don't find one? There is dresses to no end. Like, there, it's like a big Barbie closet. They help you pick out your dresses, your shoes. You get, they're right
you've
beside
also got,
you.
You've got like a personal shopper that stays
yes,
with you the whole
yeah, they're right beside
right?
you the whole way, giving you advice, helping you zip the back of the dress up. I really felt like $1 million. I really did. And I just wore one of my dresses I got yesterday to a military ball. So it's more than just for prom. You can wear them anywhere you want to go. And it's just, it changed my life. Also my sister's.
Justina, why is being able to go to prom, go to a special event like this, why is it such a valuable experience?
Well, thinking back, prom is one of those things you remember. It's part of the high school experience, and it's one of the things that you take with you, especially if you're going on to college. You never forget your high school prom. And you want to look good. You want to feel good. You want to feel special. And I think the experience at Kenzie's Closet is a precursor of how they're going to feel and how they're going to look at the prom. The girls, I'm always their mother on that day because I get to be a mother for one day, and I look at them and actually tears come to my eyes because they look so beautiful. It's like within a moment they turn into Cinderella, and it's just an experience that everybody, every girl should get when they graduate from high school. And Kenzie's Closet makes that, they make that happen.
Now, tell me about Upward Bound and its relationship with Kenzie's Closet.
Okay, well, Upward Bound is a college readiness program. It's actually TRIO Cincinnati State Upward Bound, and we have a 5-year grant specifically for Mount Healthy High School for 63 students. And this program came out of the War on Poverty back in the Johnson administration. It was designed to reduce the disparity between the haves and the have-nots in the area of education. It's for first-generation low-income students, and we're in the fourth year. Sasha graduated last year, so she is one of our graduates from last June, and she will be entering into the School of Nursing at Cincinnati State. So Upward Bound collaborates with Kenzie's Closet specifically for the girls to provide prom attire, and they do that because these young ladies are first-generation low-income, and they could not otherwise afford their prom dresses. So it's been a wonderful partnership. Kathy and her staff do an excellent job, and they treat the girls with so much respect. It's just awesome to see, and it's been wonderful. I've been, I guess, probably for the last six years, I've been taking girls, and on average, I take anywhere from 10 to 15. I think the highest number I've ever taken was 17 girls at a time to Kenzie's Closet to shop.
And Kathy, how many young women have gotten their prom attire through Kenzie's?
Through the end of last year, it was about 3,500 girls in the 10 years that we've been incorporated. We love working with the schools. I am so amazed how many school counselors use their own time, their own car, and they'll bring three girls they can get in their car, and they'll be back the next shopping day with three girls in their car. That Cincinnati really needs to take their hat off to these school staff that are willing to use their own time to help us make dreams come true.
513-419-7100 to join the conversation, and let's talk with Yolanda and Coleraine. Hello, Yolanda.
Hi. Kathy?
Yes, Yolanda.
This is Yolanda, one of your volunteers.
I know.
I just wanted to call and say that I've been volunteering with Kenzie's for over 3 years. And I first heard about it like 4 years ago. I couldn't imagine not being able to afford to go to prom. And I was blessed enough to have a father that was able to pay for my dress. So that's why I started. And back in 2 weeks before Christmas, I lost my dad, and it's been really hard to move on. But knowing I have appointments to help these young ladies it helps me to get out the house, and that brings joy to me and my mother. She also volunteers, so that helps us. So we're helping them, and Kenzie's, they're helping us too. So thank you.
Yolanda, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Yolanda. I love when we hear from our volunteers of how they're also affected by what we do at Kenzie's Closet.
How many volunteers do you have, Kathy?
Last year, we had 5,000 volunteer hours. It was probably about 100 to 120 women. Most of them volunteered during our shopping season, but during the summer, we had five women that came in and gave us one day a week to help with data entry and helping in the back of our operations.
Sasha, tell me some of the benefits that you've gotten from being part of Kenzie's Closet and from being part of Upward Bound. How has this helped you?
Well, Upward Bound, before I entered Upward Bound, my GPA was probably a 2.0, and I ended up graduating with a 4.3 GPA. So they have kept me on track with education and just motivating me to do so much. We went on trips in the summer to different colleges, and it just got me so ready to go to school and learn, which I really like to learn anyway. But it just was a very big motivation. And she's like my second mom. Like, I would go to her for anything, and she'd help me with anything. Kenzie's Closet, it was like a dream come true. Like, it's what they say is true.
Was it a confidence booster for you to go to Kenzie's? Did it make you feel really good?
I was almost not going to go. I was not going to go to prom, really. It was that I went to stores, and I'm like, it doesn't fit right. At Kenzie's Closet, when you find a dress, they alter it for you. So that just, because I'm short, so I wanted a gown. And when I got my black and white gown with the sparkles all over it, they hemmed it to make it fit so I could, you know, not trip over it. It was just, it made you feel special, like you were important. It wasn't just, oh, here's a dress for you. It fits you, your personality, and it'll last throughout as long as you want to wear it. It's just an amazing place. I would recommend it for anybody.
When our founder started the program, one of the things that she implemented that's so important, when the young ladies come in, we greet them personally, we shake their hand, we make eye contact, we speak with them. Every girl that's coming to get a dress has her name up on the board, that she knows she's important to us. When she's taken into the back room, where all the bling of the dresses are, we introduce her to the personal shopper. We again shake hands. We make eye contact. We want each girl to know that she is special in her own right.
Now, are you always adding new things, Kathy, new items into this collection?
Yes. We're always looking for donations. We ask that the prom dresses be 3 to 4 years old. If someone is unsure, we say to them, would you think a 16, 17-year-old girl would wear this to the prom? If the answer is no, there are so many other good organizations in Cincinnati you can donate that dress to. We always plug Dress for Success because they're a great organization. But if not, if you think the dress would be in style for one of our gals, definitely. If you're looking for drop-off locations, please go to our website. It's www.kenziescloset.org. And there is a link on there of where our drop-off locations are. Appearance Plus Cleaners has been dry cleaning our dresses for free for 10 years. We could not exist without their services. They will accept any donations there. They'll clean them, and they store them until ready to put them in stock.
So you've gotten a lot of support for what you're doing.
Oh, the Cincinnati community is incredible.
We will continue our conversation about Kenzie's Closet. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guest this afternoon, Executive Director for Kenzie's Closet, Kathy Smith, Assistant Director for Upward Bound, Justine Clark-Lomax, and Upward Bound student, Sasha Ayers. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Justine, why is self-worth so important? I mean, some may think this isn't a huge issue when there are worse issues with poverty, but what makes this so important?
Well, I think self-worth is important for the very simple reason that we have students who are first-generation low-income. These students have a lot to overcome. So if their self-worth is low or their self-esteem is low, the likelihood of them going to college, first of all, is very slim. So if you put them in a program such as Upward Bound, which helps to build self-worth, which helps to cause them to believe that they can do anything, especially complete a four-year post-secondary education. So you combine the process of going to Kinsey's Closet, which has become somewhat of a rite of passage for my girls because they don't tell the underclassmen what to expect. They let it be a total surprise. So you build that self-esteem, and then they build it's enhanced at Kinsey's Closet when they go and get the prom dresses. So again, you go back to the Department of Education, the haves and the have-nots, the war on poverty. They have a prom dress. They have the experience that the girls who could afford a dress, they have the very same thing. So this enhances the self-esteem. It again helps them to believe and know that regardless of their circumstance, there's somebody out there who believes in them enough to invest in them to go forward.
I totally agree. And Mark, there have been national studies on why prom is important. And I agree with the question. How is prom different when there are so many other worthy organizations? New York Times last year did a wonderful article on how one young woman wasn't going to go to prom. She couldn't afford to go. At last minute, she found out about an organization. She went to prom, and it changed her view of how she viewed herself. Her self-esteem increased. She wound up going to college. This can be a life-changing moment. The young ladies work so hard to go to school. They're overcoming obstacles. As Sasha said, she was a 2.0 and graduated with 4.3. If at the last minute we said, oh, you've worked really hard, this is great, you've turned this around, but no, you're not going to prom because you don't have money, that would affect her self-esteem. We want her to go and celebrate and be with her classmates and look just as glorious as all of her classmates.
Mm-hmm. And it's really good when you have a dress on that no one else has on. It makes you feel like, oh, where'd she get that dress from? It's one of a kind. It really is. Each and every one of them dresses in there.
And this really was a turning point for you?
Yes, really was.
Yeah.
513-419-7100. Troy in Covington joins us. Hi, Troy.
Hello. Hi, I just want to applaud your organization for what you do. But when I was growing up, I had a single mother on welfare and couldn't afford to go to prom at first. And luckily, my grandparents gave me some money to buy a suit and shoes and shirt, which was over $200. And I'm just wondering if you all help out the guys at all, because I'm sure there's a lot of them out there who would like to go to prom, and if they do, look a little better than what they can afford.
And Troy, we're glad you asked that question. Justine?
Actually, thank you for calling in. The guys, the Upward Bound guys, asked me the same thing. As a matter of fact, they accused me of discriminating. So what I did, I called Mr. Tuxedo, and I told them about the wonderful things that Kinsey's Closet does for the girls. And what they offered was, well, we can't give them the entire outfit. However, we can give them an extremely reduced rate. So now we have collaborated with Mr. Tuxedo and Clifton for the guys because we want to include them as well. We want to build self-esteem and self-worth in them as well. It's all about the student, and it's all about helping these young people to be great corporate citizens and just helping them to go forward and be successful.
Justine, do you ever see a time, Kathy, where there's a Kinsey's, a version of Kinsey's Closet for the guys?
Not at the present time. It's beyond our scope right now. But Troy, thank you so much for asking this question. I love this question. We get a lot of phone calls. I tell them, it's beyond our scope right now, but if you find somebody willing to start that organization, I would sit down and share every bit of knowledge I have so they can be just as successful as we are.
Kathy sent us an email. Her daughter's in junior high, and Kathy was wondering, her daughter wants to get involved in Upward Bound. How could she do that?
Well, actually, our grant is specifically for Mount Healthy High School, and it's because of their report card. So Cincinnati State was awarded the grant specifically for Mount Healthy High School. Now, the University of Cincinnati has a high school Upward Bound program, which is for any high school student. However, I don't know if they have the same criteria as we, but it has to be first-generation low income. 70% of our students have to meet both criteria, and then the other 30% can be either or. So you can contact the University of Cincinnati, but our grant is specifically for Mount Healthy High School.
Justine, we were asking Kathy earlier about volunteers, how much McKenzie's Closet relies on volunteers. What about Upward Bound? Do you have a large volunteer base that you rely on?
We rely upon our staff to volunteer, and we have to be very careful who we get as volunteers because we're working with minors. We collaborate with the Xavier University, and we use their master's counseling program to work with our students. However, we have to have a BCI, FBI background check because they are working with minors.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us. And Kathy, what do you see as the future for Kenzie's Closet? What's happening next?
We'd like to continue to get new volunteers in, get them involved. The adult volunteers come in, they spend the day with these young ladies. They leave, and they are just as excited as the girls that are shopping. I'm watching Sasha smile. The adult volunteers love it. So we're looking for more adult volunteers. We are always looking also for cash donations. We buy all of our brand-new shoes for these young ladies. Our philosophy has always been what we would put our own daughters in is what we put these young ladies in. So we don't use shoes. They get brand new shoes, which costs money. We give them brand new purses, but we're always willing to collect evening bags that we can use for the young ladies. Wraps are seldom donated, so we're always purchasing wraps and bling jewelry.
Well, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Executive Director for Kenzie's Closet, Kathy Smith, Assistant Director for Upward Bound, Justine Clark Lomax, and Upward Bound student, Sasha Ayers. Coming up, we'll look at how to humanely reduce cat overpopulation, and in focus on technology, a University of Dayton program could be key to keeping oil and gas pipelines safe. Thanks to Rita Zimmerman for listening to 91.7 WVXU today.